Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.
Eddie B, how do you be now that Emperor of Ice Cream are, have just released single number two today? Well, when I say single number two, it's not the second single ever, because some 20 years ago, Emperor of Ice Cream released quite a bit of music, but just never quite got that album out there. But it's happening now this year.
Yeah, no, we're very excited about it. We released our second single today, and we got a bit of traction on the charts. Now, I think we went in at number 23 in the official Irish iTunes charts. So we're quite excited about that now to see what happens, because we went to number one on our first single, which was very surprising for us. The second single hopefully will do as well. But really, it's all about the album that we're currently working on at the moment. We really want to get the album out there, because we really think we have a special gem on our hands that deserves to be, you know, released at last. And so, you know, we're really delighted at what we're doing, all four of us, and Eddie Kiley, our manager. We're all working really well together.
Any date on it yet?
We're looking maybe at the start of August.
Great.
You know, so that's you know, we're still working on it. John is doing the vocals on Monday. Graham has been doing guitars all week. And then Graham is also producing and mixing it, which is fantastic. So we're delighted that we have 100% control over everything we do now. Videos, artwork, music, Eddie Kiley from FIFA Records has been fantastic with us. We're really delighted that we're grown up enough now to basically handle it all this ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we're delighted with it, really. We couldn't be happier. I mean, we just released a video for our second single, and we asked everyone to submit footage. So we were overwhelmed by the amount of footage we got in. So we kind of apologised to anyone that we didn't include, because we just had too much of it.
Well, you added it on at the end. You maybe you didn't get everything, but there's a nice add-on at the end. It's a lovely video, yeah. And it fits actually the vibe of the song.
Yeah, no, John Hickory now is responsible for making our singer, and he's done a fantastic job. And he got in Fergus Ryan up in Dublin as well to basically give him a hand. But he's been working hard on it now for weeks, and I'd say, you know, like, I'd say he's delighted to be finished, because he needs to go work on the vocals now next. So it's full on for everybody at the moment, but we're delighted to be doing it, you know. And John has done a fantastic job on the video, and we really want to try and give something back to people and make people part of what we're doing, you know.
Yeah.
So it's we're delighted now that people can see the video, and they're all the people who are supporting us, buying our songs, now they're in the video, which is great as well. So, I mean, we just want to bring everyone along for the ride and just enjoy the time that we're together again. And, you know, we hopefully we'll do a live gig next year sometime, you know. But
yeah.
You know, that's where we're at, really.
We'd look forward to that. The video is there on Red FM's Facebook page right now. We just tweeted out the link to it as well. We're about to hear the song, Everyone Looks So Fine, single two from Emperor of Ice Cream, who in the mid-90s were over in London on a development deal with Sony, weeks away from recording the debut album, when it all went a bit pear-shaped and you guys went your various separate ways. There's a lot of music that happened after that, but it's brilliant now that 20 years on, you've realised that you actually have an album worth of songs that the world should hear. And I love the vibe, because obviously that's an era that I remember very well as well, and it really brings me back. Anytime I hear the music, I'm just like, oh my god. And and yet, while it's so distinctive from that time, it also sounds fresh for now.
Yeah, well, like, that's what we think. I mean, we listened to it before we decided to do what we did, and a lot of the people that we gave it, people to listen to it, said this sounds like it was recorded yesterday. Now, to be fair, what we've actually done with the album is we've basically re-recorded a couple of songs. So basically, this album will be basically a mix of what should have been released 25 years ago, but with a more modern sound as well. Because, I mean, we're currently remote. We're doing the album remotely. So I recorded some of the bass tracks again on four or five songs. John is doing the vocals. Graham is doing the guitars. We're more experienced now. We're probably better musicians now. The lads, Graham and John, have done a lot of musical projects, as well as Colm Young, drummer.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, we're going to put our stamp on this, and we're going to walk away with our heads held high.
25 years ago. I thought 20 years ago sounded long. It's actually 25. Colm's in Amsterdam, Graham's in New York, John's in Waterford. Eddie, you're here in Cork, Emperor of Ice Cream, riding high the way it should be. Shall we hear the song and turn it up nice and loud for the weekend?
Yeah. Hello, world.
Hello, world. Here's Emperor of Ice Cream, and Everyone Looks So Fine, proudly played for you this evening here on Red FM. Thanks, Eddie.
Close your eyes, tell me what you see.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.